Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
I want to share something with you that I found to be quite game-changing. If you're like me and always looking for new ways to add more plants to your meals, then you'll want to keep listening for the next 30 seconds because I've got breaking news specifically for you from Zoe, who sponsored this podcast. Introducing Zoe's Daily 30, which is creating a supplement revolution. Made from 30 plants, it's designed to be added to your meal of choice every day. No ultra-processed pills, no shakes, just real food. I just scoop and sprinkle it onto my breakfast every day, which is usually eggs and avocado. It's easy, seamless, and it's a great way to fuel my day. And the best part is, it tastes great. And because it's Zoe, you know there's rigorous science backing it too, which I love. For my listeners, Zoe is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your first order of Daily 30 Plus with the code PODCAST10. Just go to zoe.com/daily30 to get started. It's already sold out twice since launching in July. Join me and let me know what you think. Quality food. What is quality food in your definition of the phrase?
It's the opposite of ultra-processed food, which is whole food, which is made with from the original ingredients of plants, mainly plant-based, but it's not exclusively, that contains all the nutrients that those plants produce without it being stripped away or boiled up or highly pressurized, deformed. And so they have to add in back those nutrients. So, you know, it's things in their pure form. So it's nuts, it's seeds, it's grains that haven't been ground up super finely. It's all the amazing plants and fruits and vegetables that we've got. They're healthy foods, but, you know, it's not straightforward. Yes, I've got this list of 10 superfoods. It's understanding that many foods that are healthy for us, most of them are, in their original form. Berries, nuts, virtually every vegetable is healthy for us if it's in that original form. It's only because we had to learn to preserve things, we had to do trickery to make, you know, margarines and things that, with chemistry, that we've moved away from that. But, you know, going back, you know, olive oil, for example, is a great example of something that's been vilified often because it has lots of fats in it. And, you know, certainly I was told, the Mediterranean, they have olive oil on everything. It's horrible. It's all fatty. Turns out that's a perfect, you know, it comes from the olive. The good stuff, extra virgin olive oil, has very little done to it. And that is a good, healthy, quality food. But it can be refined. You can take that and you can keep refining it. You can take corn on the cob as an example. And then, you've got, I don't know, tortilla chips or something down the other end, or cornflakes, which bears no resemblance to the original. And they're all versions on the spectrum.
God, it's so confusing, you know, because what you've said to me is, you know, based on research and studies, but then when I go to a supermarket, labeling, even I was just thinking then cornflakes. I think I grew up thinking cornflakes were healthy because it says corn in the title. You know what I mean? And when you're trying to navigate, I was just thinking, if I'm going down an aisle now, hearing what you've just said, that quality food is food that is not ultra processed and kind of resembles its original form. When you walk down the aisle in the supermarket, everything is trying to pretend that it's good. So how do I know what is good? I mean, I can go to the vegetable aisle and I can say, okay, that looks like a cabbage. It looks like no one's messed with that. There's been no study done on that. It hasn't been through a laboratory. But how do I, like, if I'm in an aisle tomorrow, how do I know what food is good and what is not?
Well, you've said the first thing. If it's not in a package, you're pretty sure it's good.
Okay.
So if it's concealed in some package that's got, you know, happy children and signals of vitamins in it, that should be a warning sign. You know, the more they have to advertise the food and say what its additives are and everything, the more you should be wary about it. The number of ingredients is another pretty good sign. So once you get over 10, particularly if there's lots you've never heard of, you wouldn't find in your kitchen, you should also be wary that that is ultra-processed food. Anything that says low calorie, that says means they've had to add in lots of artificial sweeteners or protein extracts or something else, is also a big danger sign. Low in fat means they've replaced the natural fat with something else that's cheaper. And these are all warning signs, you know. And, you know, you take breakfast cereals. I mean, I used to eat lots of breakfast cereals. I was brought up on them, highly sugary stuff. And then I thought I was being healthy when I moved to Muesli's and posher stuff. But actually, when you still, you know, that appearance of healthiness, it's still got lots of additives in it. It's still got lots of sugar in it. It's just, and those cereal packets have added vitamins in it, but they're often in a very poor form. I did an experiment once where I took some cornflakes or Special K, I can't remember, that says had added iron. And if you mix it up, you can put a magnet on it, you can get off the iron filings. They're so cheap that they're just added to tick a box saying it has iron, but they don't get into your body or do anything. So anything that's got these things added with this in it, low in this, is a sign that they're obscuring the quality of the product. So it's, you know, but it's a lot of brain, you know, we've been brainwashed for years and decades in this. And, you know, I was as well, as a doctor, you know, I should know better. And yet I've completely changed my, two of my meals completely. So I've gone from having muesli with low fat milk and an orange juice and a cup of tea. Because I did, you know, when I started doing these tests for Zoe, I found out that gave me a massive sugar spike. And it was a terrible way to start the day. And I got these, you know, dips at 11 o'clock to a high full fat yogurt, nuts, seeds, a few berries. And I never have orange juice. That's on my, that's a really unhealthy drink for everybody. And I have lots of black coffee, which I now know is good for me. So that's totally different. I changed my lunch for at least 10, 15 years. When I got in the hospital, I was having a hospital lunch, which used to be in the canteen. Then it was the Marks and Spencer's. Got a healthy looking sandwich with brown bread, sweet corn and tuna and a smoothie in a little bottle. And that gave me a massive sugar spike. And I wouldn't have known that. And I was told that should have been a healthy thing to eat. So, you know, there's general rules, but also there are specific rules. And this whole idea of individuality is coming in. So it could be that you might be fine on that. Don't know. I was very annoyed because when I started, we were starting doing this testing for Zoe, I had all these spare kits and I gave my wife one as well. And we sit down. And she's French-Belgian and loves croissants. And so we'd have croissant each. Mine would shoot up. She had no change at all in her sugar, which was really annoying.
Yeah.
So, but it also brings home the fact that, you know, everyone loves simplistic rules, but you can only get so far with them. You have to start experimenting yourself and see what works for you and not just take everything for granted. And that's really the whole essence of really, you know, setting up this personalized nutrition research and Zoe and everything else. But on top of this general advice about changing a whole idea of food, I think, because I think they do go hand in hand, that if you realize there are these individual differences, you realize it's not as simple as you've been told. It's not that fats are evil. It's not that calories are bad. You know, it's much more nuanced.